Myers. All right, we are back, 923. We have got a partly cloudy thing going on. 75 degrees, Talk Around Wednesday continues, and doing what we do every Wednesday. Talking with our friends at OSBTI in Breckenridge. Desiree on the phone with me this morning. Desiree, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, you guys, you pretty much take care of the whole family over there at OSBTI. Let's talk about babies today. What can you tell us?
Yes. So sometimes babies develop tightness in their neck, which would be known as torticollis. Sometimes that can be from how they're positioned in the womb, or just tightness that happens after they're born. And that's something that we work on with babies. Another thing that can happen is their skull is very soft when they're born. And sometimes they get kind of like a flat spot, or just their skull is just a little bit off in shape, known as plagiocephaly or brachiocephaly. And that is something that we also work with. We actually have something that helps kind of measure their skull and the shape of it, so we can know kind of where they're at compared to other babies their age. And then we also have positioning and other techniques to help with that.
So you really take care of us from basically the time we were born on through into old age. Desiree, do you see a lot of babies coming through, a lot of parents bringing their kids in?
It just depends, but sometimes we do, yep. And we want to get that taken care of sooner than later.
Right. And how does that affect a child? I mean, when they bring them in as babies, how does that affect their growth? I mean, obviously, there's a positive spin on that, too, if they get it checked out early enough, correct?
Definitely, especially, you know, then if we get to sitting and our neck muscles are tight, that impacts our sitting position and even just crawling and then walking. So it's definitely something we want to take care of sooner versus later.
Absolutely, Desiree. So if there are parents out there listening to this and thinking, yeah, could use that for my child, what is your number at OSBTI?
218-641-7725.
All right, Desiree, great to talk with you. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
All right, thank you.
That is Desiree at OSBTI. We talk with our friends over there every Wednesday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Again, partly sunny sky right now. We are at 74 degrees. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The lead U.S. official to attend the recent G20 Agriculture Ministry meetings in India provided reporters with a summary of the events. Rod Bain has more on the story.
Global food security. Among the focal points of this past weekend's G20 Agricultural Ministerial meeting in India.
It was the first time that the G20 Agricultural Ministerial, where countries across the world spoke with one voice about efforts to address world hunger and food insecurity.
USDA Undersecretary for Rural Development, Sochil Torres-Small, led the U.S. delegation for the meeting. Talking with reporters Tuesday, the undersecretary noted some of the meeting highlights.
We agreed to this outcome report, which included both comments on the Black Sea Grain Initiative, also included the Deccan High-Level Principles, which included U.S. points of emphasis, including investment, innovation, and climate-smart agriculture, as well as encouragement for appropriate food aid.
In addition, USDA hosted a Taste of America High Tea celebration to promote U.S. farm and food goods as export products into India's marketplace.
On Tuesday's Farm Talk, I visited with Harrison Weber, the executive director of the Red River Sugar Beet Growers, about the upcoming Farm Bill.
Most people tell me they think now that maybe we'll have to use the current Farm Bill for a little bit to get a Farm Bill done. I've heard others say they think they can get it done by September. And I guess what is the vibe that you're taking from so far, what's going on?
You know, Erica, from the beginning, I've been optimistic that we're going to get it done, the members of Congress are going to get it done before the September deadline. I'm sticking by that. Talking with leadership, you know, all, at least publicly, they're all saying we're going to get this done before that deadline. And so that's what we're hoping for. I do expect it's going to move quick once they bring it to committee. You know, it'll probably be in committee just for a very short time and then get onto the floor. So I'm optimistic. You know, and there's a lot of different things at play. Obviously, the debt limit, debt ceiling is past us, and we're not really sure how that's going to affect negotiations between Republicans and Democrats, but we're certainly watching it very closely.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know how it affects you, but there are some folks hoping to get some additional dollars for marketing programs for agriculture and commodities, and some of those programs, I think it's a MAP program for one of them, hasn't had any increases in over 20 years, and now we're starting to hear no increases, no future, no extra dollars, so you got to wonder, it's like, oh, here we go again, another year or two or three or four.
That's it, Eric. Where's the what money is there? Where is it going to come from? That's going to be the big fight. You know, Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow, a good friend of agriculture and sugars, was quoted here, I think, a week or two ago that, you know what, there's not any additional money coming to the Farm Bill. So how are we going to negotiate that? So that's where it's all going to shake out.
That's a check of our Ag News update on the Ag Central Radio Network. Ag News is brought to you this hour by Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley.
Check your LP tank and get it filled at Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley. They've got their LP summer fill going on now. Call Amanda at 701-474-5440 to schedule your LP tank fill. Farmers Union Oil of Southern Valley takes pride in delivering only the best products and services. So call Amanda, 701-474-5440. Got a partly to mostly cloudy sky, 75 degrees, Wednesday, June 21st. From the Twin Town Villa News Desk, I'm Bill Dablo. It's 9:30. Good morning. A house fire at 635 Mendenhall Avenue in Breckenridge was extinguished by the Breckenridge and Wapton Fire Departments yesterday. No injuries were reported as none of the residents were in the house at the time of the fire. According to an eyewitness, a fire began at approximately 1:50. The fire crews were on scene for 2 hours after responding, and the house is expected to be declared a total loss, along with the fire department.